Hey, and welcome to Uncode with B. In this episode, I'll be answering the most common question I get asked, which programming language should I learn first? It's important for me to point out that these are my opinions based on the experience I've had so far. Others may have very different ideas, which will be just as valid. You're probably going to hate this answer, but there is no single particular go-to language that is best to start off with. Depending on what you're trying to achieve by learning to code will depend on which language you should try out first. Do you want to become a software developer? Are you looking for an in into tech, which may not necessarily be as a software developer? Is it to build some small programs of your own or something else? There are many different scenarios, and I'll run through different options that may suit what you are looking for. There are some concepts and terminology I'll be hashing out as we go along. Don't worry about trying to know them all. I'm just throwing them in there to explain why a particular language is a good choice. First concept I want to get into is front end and back end. What's the difference? What do they mean? Let's jump into it. Front end is generally all about the aesthetics of the program, whereas back end is what is going on behind the scenes. How the data is being stored, and what are they doing with it. I want to point out here, though, that to be a front-end developer, it does not mean you have to be good at design. Two very different things. So a good way to think of front-end and back-end is if you think about a house. The front-end would be considering where the door goes, what the color the walls are, and what's in all the rooms. The back-end would be like the plumbing and the electricity. You can't see it, but the house wouldn't have much functionality without it. To put this into a simple exercise, say a web page needs to display a user's name. The front end will know what size and what font and where it needs to be. But in order for it to know what name, it needs to ask the back end. The back end will jump into its database, have a look, find the correct name, and send it back to the front end. So front-end languages consist of HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Every other language is pretty much considered a back-end language. There are too many to name them all, but some, for example, are Python and Java. Starting off with front-end languages, so HTML essentially tells the computer how text is to be displayed. Is it a heading? Is it a link? And so on. CSS is your styling language, so it allows you to move objects around the page, change the font colors, the size, and much, much more. JavaScript's a funny one. It can be used for both front and back end, but it is generally known for the front end. JavaScript can do all sorts of stuff, but one example is if you're typing into a text box and then you hit the submit button, it's the JavaScript code that knows what to do with what you've typed into the text box. Generally. So I would start here with the front end, but keep it simple. HTML and CSS are languages that everyone will need to know and use at some point. If you don't spend some time learning them at the start, you probably won't spend too much time learning them at all. Don't spend too much time on them though, just get through the basics. CSS can land you into a deep dark spiral. We've all been there before, so make sure you're just scraping the surface on that one. There's some really great online learning content such as Codecademy. So no A before the Academy, just Codecademy. I should point out that this is not sponsored. It's just a resource I used and liked, which is free and has some short HTML and CSS courses, which would be substantial enough. I wouldn't worry too much about jumping into JavaScript just yet. It can do a lot of weird, wacky, wonderful things. So for now, time is probably spent better elsewhere, and where you should go next is dependent on where you are trying to go. So the next concept to hash out is in the realm of backend languages. There are many different categories you can split backend languages into, but the one that I think is important when deciding which language you should start off with is a typed or dynamic language. Typed, in this instance, does not refer to typing on a keyboard. I first thought that and got very confused, so don't be ashamed if you are feeling the same. In a typed language, you specify what type a piece of data is when using it. So for example, there's this one type known as an integer, which is just a fancy name for a number. So if I'm building a calculator, I would need to use the type integer quite a bit. And when I do, I would write out integer. Most languages just write int. Developers like to shorten everything in front of the name of that piece of data, so we know what type that thing is. On the other hand, with dynamic languages, you kind of just need to figure it out. There is some magic and mystery that occurs with dynamic languages. So which backend language should you jump into? Starting off with the goal to become a software developer, my first suggestion would be to look at potential companies that you would like to work for, see what languages they use, and you may find some common trends. If you don't really have a specific company in mind, that's totally okay. My suggestion would be to learn a typed language. Some suggestions are C# or Java, not to be confused with JavaScript, very different languages. My reason for this is because it will give you a really great foundation. Typed languages lay everything out there for you. There's not much mystery in what the code is doing, as there can be with dynamic languages. It will allow you to get into really good habits around thinking about what type of data you are throwing around. It may be slightly more challenging, but from my experience, I think it will give you a chance to gain some really solid fundamentals. If you're someone looking for something a little less complicated, maybe wants to throw together some small programs, or want to learn it just for a bit of fun, then Python is a good option for you. Python is designed to be more human readable than other languages, so it's known to be an easier first language to pick up. The last category would be if you're maybe just wanting some coding experience without perhaps wanting to become a software developer, but maybe pursuing other roles within the tech industry. Something like Ruby would be a good option for you. It's again created to be more human readable, and you can throw together some easy applications using something called Ruby on Rails. Rails helps you build Ruby applications rather quickly and easily. Something I want to make clear is that all software developers have vastly different skills. I bring this up because it's important not to get too stuck on what I should learn, but more importantly, to just start learning. So to sum up which languages, in my opinion, you should jump into, head to Codecademy for some quick HTML and CSS crash courses. Then if you're looking to become a software developer, try a typed language like C#. And if you're wanting it for more personal experience or an easier introduction, give Python or Ruby a go. I should point out though that if you want to become a software developer and a typed language is rather difficult, it is okay to start off with Python or Ruby. It'll still teach you about the realm of programming. There's so much great and free content out there for you to explore. Jump on YouTube, Udemy, Codecademy, probably many others I'm not aware of. My best advice to you, and I got this advice as well, would be to just start breaking things and do not be afraid to do it. Make sure you aren't just following the tutorials, but you're also doing what you are learning in practice. Don't be afraid to break the code. Don't be afraid for the code to not work. Figuring out how to fix it will be how you learn so much. And you're better off breaking things when you're just building them for yourself rather than breaking things for the company you work for, which, yes, I have experienced. As always, if there is a particular topic you would like to hear about, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram @uncodewithb_. Happy coding, and I will catch you next time.